To Mungu, Kasama to Livingston, Kopala to Lusaka, whoever you support, Man United, Barcelona, AC Milan or West Zambia, Bola means nothing without you, the fans. Because when it comes to football, at DSTV and GoTV, it's on like never before this season. The Premier League, UEFA Champions League, every major league, every cup, every Chipolo Polo cake at AFCON, it's all on. It's the talk at the barbershop, the shout at the Kantemba, the cheer in your sitting room.
Events as and when they happen. The main news on Unza Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Unza Radio Main News broadcast at 17:45 hours. The headlines in local news: government confident fuel tax waiver will ease price pressure. The University of Zambia visual impaired students call for proper infrastructure. In international news: four toddlers stabbed to death at Ugandan nursery school. In sports news: Billy Press Sports donates 20 pairs of boots. With the news in details, my name is Kutema Chihana. The government says the decision to zero rate value-added tax, VAT, and suspended excise duty is on imported diesel and petrol for a period of 3 months will stabilize the petroleum market and ease pressure on fuel prices. Minister of Energy, Makazo Chikote, says the measure is expected to provide immediate relief to consumers and business while cushioning the economy from the impact of rising global oil prices. Chikote notes that the intervention is aimed at improving the affordability and accessibility of fuel, sustaining operations across key sectors and preventing supply disruptions. He adds that the policy will also promote smooth distribution and discharge speculative practices such as hoarding, thereby restoring normality in the supply chain following recent challenges. The minister has further revealed that several oil marketing companies, OMCs, are already responding positively to the policy shift. Chikote has expressed confidence that over time, the public will appreciate that the temporary suspension of VAT and excise duty reflects the government's proactive approach to protecting citizens and supporting economic resilience amid global uncertainties. In local news, Zambia Environmental Management Agency, ZEMA, has approved the government-owned gold processing hub in Mumbwa District of Central Province, which will serve as centralized minerals processing facilities for various mines. The project spearheaded by the Ministry of Mines and Minerals Development was approved during Zema's third Environmental Assessment Committee meeting held on the 26th of March 2026. Zema Manager, Corporate Affairs, Ruth Kamwe, says once the hub is operational, it will have a capacity of processing 15 tons of gold per annum, which is expected to reduce the environmental impacts of having multiple processing plants, as all activities will be localized in one place. Kamwe highlighted that a total of 134 projects were considered, with 24 approved, including the construction and installation of overhead fiber optic cable network along the Kalumbila Tenoff Kabimba Border Road Corridor in Mwilunga District, which will cover a stretch of 140 kilometers, and this is expected to increase access to internet after people in Kalumbila and Mwilunga districts. She has revealed that the approved projects span various sectors, including 69 in mining, 31 in energy, 15 in infrastructure development, 12 in manufacturing and processing, 2 in agriculture, forestry, and 5 in tourism. Meanwhile, Kamwe says that 5 projects were rejected and another 5 were deferred pending additional information. In accordance with the provision of the Environmental Management Impact Regulations 2026, the Zambia Compulsory Standards Agency is planning to introduce a mandatory requirement which limits lead content paint to 90 parts per million PPM, as required by Zambian standard ZS 1185, to mitigate risks of lead poisoning, especially in children. ZCSA Executive Director Gerard Chizinga says plans are underway to convert the requirement of not having more than 90 ppm lead content in paint into a compulsory standard in a bid to protect public health, in line with international best practice. Chizinga says effective regulation to create a level playing field reduces the availability of toxic paints, prevent lead exposure, and protect public health. He said this during a workshop organized by Zambia Chamber of Commerce in Industry, ZACCI, a lead eliminating project, LEAP, aimed at providing support to paint manufacturers and lead-free paint reforms in Zambia. Chizinga said ZCSA is enhancing monitoring of paint products on the market to ensure compliance with safety standards, and that the agency is also conducting public awareness campaigns about the dangers of lead and toxic components in paint. The government has intensified interventions aimed at restoring sanitation services at the University of Zambia, UNZA, with coordinating emergency and medium-term measures currently underway. Minister of Water and Development Sanitation, Honorable Collins Njovu, has ensured students and members of the public that the situation is under control, emphasizing that the government has prioritized the restoration of safe and conducive learning environment. He stated that both immediate and mid-term intervention has been implemented to address the sanitation challenges while promoting responsible use of sanitation system. The minister explained that the challenges at the institution have largely been attributed to severely blocked aging sewer infrastructure. These have been further exacerbated by the root intrusion, indiscriminate disposal of solid waste, and absence of system draining, was complicated maintenance effects. The further